In the beginning there was light, and the Bible stated that God was all light with no darkness, and there can be no light without the darkness. Sir Isaac Newton proved that to be the truth in 1666, and Isaac was a descendant of Jesus, and understood the Bible and the universe, and knew that the light was the God I Am. And in his quest to prove that I am the Newtonian light wizard, Isaac changed the course of science forever. But like a virus, the dark wizard Einstein took over. Such is the way of the universe. I can show you the light, but you will walk in the darkness and call yourself enlightened. Johannes Kepler wrote a book in 1619 called The Harmony of the World. Isaac Newton took interest in his ideas and set out to prove that God was the harmony behind the universe. With only the Bible and work of other great minds as a source of knowledge, Isaac had to invent new tools and math in order to fulfill his quest. And like Jesus, Isaac had to rely on his own knowledge of the universe given to him by God. His quest took him into the realm of witchcraft, as it did Kepler and Jesus. So these men were wizards, and since they all believed that God was the light, they are all light wizards. Kepler got his inspiration from the Bible and the pyramids, and concluded that our solar system forms a trinary system linked with Sirius. And like Kepler, Newton spent most of his life looking for this link, but never found it. And this is why it was never published. Sir Isaac Newton never published anything he could not prove. And it was not till my time that such data was available to find this link. Now it's common knowledge that the binary star system of our sun and Sirius is linked by a third object I will refer to as a dark star, making it a trinary star system. So Kepler and Newton were right. So their model of it was right. So it has an orbit in the shape of a figure eight, which has an orbital period of 666 years, as Newton confirmed that link to his orbital path in 1680, the year Kepler said the comet would return. So Newton was ready for it. Although someone else spotted it first, it still came to be known as Newton's Comet, and more recently renamed to Comet Ison, even though it returned exactly as Kepler and Newton predicted. Since Isaac said that this comet could be tracked back every 333 years, and Kepler's data proved that, but Isaac said it was probably not the same object, since it does not always make it around the sun. It was caused by the dark star as it passed through the asteroid belt, knocking objects into our sun's orbit that became comets. And these findings correlate to events in the Bible and with the data Kepler provided. Isaac was able to plot the path of the comets with this data. Sir Isaac Newton became obsessed with this comet and was determined to solve all the mysteries that surrounded, and in his quest invented the Newtonian reflector telescope and new math called calculus, and discovered some very disturbing facts, the first of which was that in 333 years the Earth will pass through the debris field of this comet. This will happen on my 53rd birthday on 14 January 2014, which will cause damage to the Earth in the form of a meteorite storm, consisting of meteorites from the size of a grain of sand to the size that could destroy all life on this planet. With the ice age it would bring. And in 666 years, this comet was going to hit Earth and cause the start of an ice age. That will happen on 14 January 2347. This news is so disturbing that he brought it to the attention of the church, which demanded that this information be suppressed from the general public in order to prevent an end-of-the-world panic. So all Isaac's work on this problem was suppressed for 333 years, until I decided to tell his story. Words are how people describe the universe, yet the universe is a big place, and words can hardly describe it. But we can all agree that numbers add meaning of their own when you describe the universe with them. So let's look at the numbers 3, 13, and 666. Since we can all agree that these three numbers are used more than the others when attaching meaning to the universe. Johannes Kepler was born on 27 December 1571 and wrote that harmony of the world came in threes, low, medium, and high, in the form of sound and shapes. His law of equal area swept out a triangle, which has three sides, as a pyramid has a triangle face. And Sir Isaac Newton, who was a descendant of Jesus and born on his birthday on 25 December 1642, wrote the equation 1 plus negative 1 equals 0 to prove that truth exists in math on many levels, and with only three numbers. Nostradamus was born on 21 December 1503. Nostradamus said that what happens in the heavens or solar system is reflected back to the earth in 13 days. The number 13 is used on a U.S. dollar bill for the number of steps on a pyramid, as well as how many arrows, leaves, letters, and stars. So it's clear that the founding fathers of money, the god in which they worship, it's important to remember that number, 13. Then we have Sir Isaac Newton, who proved that the comet with a 33-year cycle has this orbit for a reason. Our solar system is locked into a geosynchronous orbit with Sirius and a dark star, some call Nibiru or Planet X, which has an orbital period of 666 years, and was known for this by the builders of the pyramids. Galileo Galilei, born 15 February 1564 and died on 8 January 1642, the same year Sir Isaac Newton was born, discovered that the sunspot's motions change in 1613. Even though Nostradamus read them for many years, so he already knew that. And it's why Galileo got interested in them in the first place. The Julian calendar is currently 13 days behind the Gregorian calendar. There are 12 disciples of Jesus. Jesus makes 13 sitting at the table. Kind of like how the calendar has 12 months, yet it has 13 moons. So numbers have a lot of meaning when it comes to describing the universe. I just described six wizards. I was born on Saturday the 14th of January 1961. Newton, Kepler, and Nostradamus were born under the same star as Jesus, and around his birthday. Given the way we track time, because Newton's Julian birth date of 25 December 1642 was changed by the Gregorian calendar to 4 January 1643. Then they removed 10 days from the calendar, which would make it 14 January, which is my birthday. So it seems the number 14 comes after 13, and Friday the 13th seems to be unlucky. So Saturday the 14th seems to be the day after bad luck. So the one thing we all had in common is that we were all born under the same star of Sirius. We all believe in the god I am. And that god is all light with no darkness. So I am the light. And the light is God's particle. So it's trinary energy. And we are all wizards. And there is no denying that. Notre Dame has said that God talks to us all. But only a few know how to listen. And God has the biggest big screen you have ever seen. The sun. Notre Dame has read sunspots. I know how to read into them, but I do not know how to read them. It's only after they pass that I can make any sense of them at all. And the same was true for most normal people known as neurotypicals. But let's face it, these wizards are not normal people. It's a known fact that all these wizards have what we term as Asperger's syndrome, known as Aspies, that is, people born with a highly functional form of autism, with an IQ above genius, and are all descendants of the Ashkenazi race, from the bloodline of Adam, which flows back through all our veins. That is, if you believe in the story of Adam and Eve. But the ash race was from the wife Mary, and the blending of the ash to kin with the Nazi created the Ashkenazi race of highly intelligent people. Two races blended to mix brains with bronze. With a recessive black gene, the race was known as the white race. So they are all descendants of mine. All of these wizards have been telling you that the sun is God's way of talking to you. But you do not believe it because you do not believe that God is the light. You believe in Christ, the deity, instead of the living embodiment of the sun. And even though Sir Isaac Newton told you that the Bible was changed in the 8th century to insert Christ as a deity, and this claim has gone undisputed now for over 333 years, making it the truth, most of you still believe there were two Jesuses in the Bible. When Isaac said, read the Bible and do not read into the Bible, there is only one Jesus, and that Jesus is the Son of God, the Light. So Newton's comet became our son, or the son of I, which is the son of God. So through sunspots we will look at what God has said to you, or me in this case. So let's start at the end of the hour. Jesus' birthday in 2011 to my birthday in 2012. And what do we see on 25 December 2011? It's the dying old man time, and as it heads into the new year, it turns to greet its replacement. So this is the age of Pisces giving way to the age of Aquarius. Note how it's on the bottom of the sun. All these images are taken from solarmonitor.org and have not been enhanced, only cropped to fit the medium of this video. On the 27th, you can see the old man struggling to make it till the end. By the 28th, he looks like an alien from outer space. But on the 29th, he turns into a crazed maniac. And on the 30th, a phoenix appears at 1390. He kills the beast at 1386. And from the 31st of December to the 14th of January 2012, the phoenix takes on a whole new look. By the 6th, the letter IC shows up, making up the body of the phoenix, which ends with the phoenix blowing out fire on 14 January 2012. This is why I say, as for me, well, I read into things. And my grandfathers came to America on a ship called the Phoenix in 1752. I was born in Corona and raised in Phoenix. So it's time for the Phoenix to reveal the secrets that were stored in the documents my grandfather, Baltazar Flechier, brought with him. Documents that were written by Sir Isaac Newton and the other wizards I mentioned. All the secrets of this universe. On 25 December 2012, you clearly see the face of a man with long hair and a beard, and the body of a goat. Face is marked at 116:35. Just above his forehead, he is looking to the left. His large, prominent nose has hair growing out that ends in his beard and hair under his arms. And his left arm is holding a dark puppet that is talking in his ear. His right arm is wrapped around his left leg. With his right leg, he kicks a Christmas tree, which goes flying off into 30 December. By January the 1st, we see an old man with long white hair kissing a woman with long blonde hair that fades into the 6th. By the 14th of January 2013, I see the rejuvenation of Doctor Who. Maybe because it's my favorite form of entertainment, time travel and all, many demons, like the ones I see in the sun every day, like I started to see on 27 August 2013. You see the staff of power in the hands of Leo the Lion, and striking Virgo on the foot. Virgo is the sixth sign of Zodiac, which is where our sign is coming from. Virgo goes crazy as others look in to see what is the matter. Gemini drops in on the 6th of September 2013 as a black cat plays with the mouse. And on 11 September 2013, a 911 emergency appears as some demon breaks out and kills the cat on the 12th of September. By 18 September 2013, IC shows up again. Those are the letters removed from Fleischer to make Fleischer. Remove the German and becoming the Americans in 1752. And if you tilt your head to the right, you will see someone with a triangle head looking at it. Starting on 1 October 2013, you see a dark wave coming in. On the 6th, it turns into a dark shock that just bit the leg off someone dark above. On the 12th, it looks like North and South America with Baja and Hawaii underwater. Not sure what that was about. It has yet to happen. Yet by the 16th, this sign was clear as the faint sign of IC pokes through. Then the waves wash it away. Then wave after wave, someone washes into the scene. On 1 November 2013, it's a dark woman with a dog on a leash. On the 2nd, she climbs into the beast and rides away by the sixth as she looks behind her. On the 7th of November, 2013, you can see her sucked into the heart of an angel with the number 11890, who then gets chased by a dark dog from the north. On the 9th of November, 2013, which is day 313 on the Julian calendar, God gave us the date, just to make sure we are all on the same date. And it turns into the Dark Lord on the 12th, as an earthquake hits and forms a triangle, then rides into the sunset on the 16th. On the 19th of November, 2013, earthquakes happen, forming triangles. And 19 November, 2013, another triangle. And in the sun, you will see a sun beast with a frog on its left shoulder and its left hand at 118.96, with arms stretched out in front of it, holding the face of an old man looking at the earth, as a long-necked snake with long dark hair spits on his right hand at 11.899. And at his feet is a dog grabbing the earth with its teeth at 11.897. On the 28th of November, 2013, you see the face of a glutton at 11.905. And to his left, you will see a dark arrow pointing to an old man who is looking at him. The glutton is reaching out with his left hand at 11907 to grab a long-necked turkey at 11906. It must be Thanksgiving. On the 6th of December, a dark object morphs into view. By the 12th of December, 2013, it's an upside-down Christmas tree, because the presents are not under the tree, but above it. Do you think it might have been caused by Ison as it came around the sun 13 days earlier? Then this package is Christ's presence, the Son of I. On the 25th of December, 2013, in the middle of the sun, you see the face with two noses. One is like a pig, the other is like a fat old man with long white hair and a beard. It must be Christmas. On the 30th, you see the letters I see come back, then morph into a dark head wearing a Santa hat. By 1 January 2014, so more packages are on the way. Then later that day, you see the hat turn into a scorpion, like the one that bit me on 23 July 2012. And on that date, the sun shows a bizarre image of a scorpion tail on the head of a dragon. On the 2nd, it bites the dragon, like the meteorites that hit me in the head on 31st of May, 2013, only the size of a grain of sand. I thought someone was shooting at me, so I called the cops. They said it just missed me and glanced off, ruling out a gunshot wound or rock or other object, leaving it unexplained. Since the entry wound was very small, but the rip in my skin and lump on my head was too big for such a small hole. The VA said whatever hit me was about the size of a grain of sand and traveling at hypersonic speeds. So Newton was right. F equals MA. The mass of a grain of sand traveling at hypersonic speed has a large force. But none of them wanted to admit it was a meteorite. But it's the only explanation for such a small object to cause so much muscle damage to my neck and back. But as you can clearly see in this image of the sun that day, it's a head being hit by a meteorite. So on 19th August 2013, around 10 p.m., I heard music coming from the sky at night. I got my wife outside to hear it, but she could not hear it. But instead, a light appeared out of nowhere. It flew overhead, northwest to southeast, then vanished into a clear night sky without a trace. It was very bright, not a plane or satellite. The sun tells this story. You can clearly see the face of an old man with long, white hair and a beard in the sun at 11825. He has wings. In his left hand, he holds the face of a beast that appears to be holding the old man's face. At the old man's back is a dark snake. So those were three signs that I had. But the story is not over. It will continue into the 14th of January, 2014, the day Isaac Newton said we would pass through the debris of a comet. Let's look at 911. These images are EIT-195, so they are green, like money. At 09612, you see a face with a big ear on its right side that has something talking into it. The face is talking to someone wearing a turban to its left. It seems to be clear looking at it in EIT-171, which is in true blue. You can clearly see the person wearing the turban is just a puppet and not a real person at all. And all the controls in front of it are on strings. Looking back at history, 333 years at a time, starting from year 2013, which is the beginning of the new era, the age of Aquarius, we have Comet Ison, pouring a shower of water and rocks on planet Earth. Then we have the great comet of 1680, known as Newton's Comet, and the volcano Krakatoa erupts. In the year 1347, we have earthquakes and the Black Plague. In the year 1014, we have a meteor, a comet impact in the Atlantic Ocean, causing a huge tsunami. In the year 681, we have major droughts, floods, locust plagues, and epidemics. In the year 347, we see the earliest possible date that Christmas was celebrated on December the 25th. In the year 348, we have a lot of missing data. In the year 15, we have an earthquake in Antolia, which destroys the city of Sardis and damages several other cities. And the river Tiber floods parts of Rome. In the year 1318 BC, we have the conqueror Alexander the Great, and the old records of the Romans were burned by the Gauls in 1390 BC. 118 years after the last king in 1508 BC, and 66 years before the death of Alexander the Great in 23 BC. So there's little use in trying to go back in that part of the country. In the year 651 BC in China, on 24 December, there were five meteors seen in the sky over what is now northern Shanhua County. That's 666 years. If you need more evidence than that, then check the Earth's core samples for those years. Look at the geology around those years, and you will find evidence of meteor strikes. In fact, the entire Earth is created by meteorites and is causing the Earth to grow in size by 1/2 inch a year. That's 40,000 tons of space dust. But the planet eats its share and humans eat even more. But we still manage to put on some circumference. So it's pushing the moon away from us at the same time. So if you see a pattern here, let me know if it interests you, because I just proved it already has happened before, and it will happen again. In fact, I give it a 100% chance that the Earth will be hit by common ice sun's debris. This is not the end of the world. Think of it as a cleansing, like a hailstorm. Only the rocks from the size of a grain of sand to the size of a building in New York City. It did not take much research to put this evidence together. Arson was dropping 100,000 tons per minute. That's a lot more than the 40,000 tons we normally only get per year. So you do the math. Now you will understand why this story makes more sense when told from the viewpoint of the Light Wizard. Light Wizard in the flesh will now define the universe in step one. From the viewpoint of light side, in terms the dark side can understand. The universe makes no sense when told from the viewpoint of the neurotypical science. It's because neurotypicals are too stupid to understand science. And too stupid to understand how stupid you are. And too big of cowards to stand up for the truth. So they go along with the masses and believe whatever they do. So neurotypicals are nothing but sheep, and why I call them you. So you will not admit you are too stupid to understand this. So you believe this is all bullshit. And you will not tell your friends and family, let alone pass it on to others that might be smarter than you, because they might be smarter than you and understand it. And then you would feel stupid because you did not. So no one watches these videos. And as a result, when this happens, most people will not know what these meteorite showers are all about. And they will not take any safety measures to survive such an event. And as a result, they will be seriously injured or killed by meteorites, even the size of a grain of sand. All out of ignorance. But that is how you are. Because you believe God is a deity and will protect you. Because you do not believe you are the God I am. And that God is very clear about what is about to happen. So it's up to you to protect yourself and others. This is why the United States government spent trillions of dollars to survive this event. That's your tax dollars at work. And the mainstream media is on the payroll. And they have tickets to survive. The powers that be estimate that 60% of the world population will die, thus eliminating the consumers and unemployment rate at the same time, not to mention your bank account and property they own. So they do not want to start a panic. Since the banks are all bankrupt from building the underground cities and will soon have to declare bankruptcy, so they are banking on this event to solve their problems. So it's up to those that watch these videos to tell others, or to be silent and help the banks out. Your choice. The powers that be are dark wizards. They control you like puppets. You believe everything they tell you. You have no mental capacity to think for yourself, so you allow your leaders to think for you, and only believe in mainstream's version of history, so the powers that be have you under their spell. The truth sounds strange to you, because you have never heard it before, Although many light wizards throughout his story have tried to tell you the truth, the powers that be just tweak it a little so they can control you. But the powers that be are not in charge of the universe. I am, and I am the light. I am the darkness. I am every shade of gray in between.